Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
God bless you, people of God. I am Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I am excited about God. I could have really just continued to listen to that song for a minute and just took a minute to worship. He is Alpha and Omega, and we worship him, oh yes. And so I just thank God for his goodness. If you would just allow me just a couple more minutes of that song.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
We give
you all the glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just take a moment to just give him some worship. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. That is my song. I don't care where I am, what I'm doing, what type time of day or night, that takes me into worship, because he is our beginning and our end, saints of God. He really is. He is our beginning and our end. Hallelujah. And it's an 8-minute song, so I can't let it play the whole time. Tonight we're talking about bad things happen to good people. And so that's where we're going tonight. Why do bad things happen to good people? Glory be to God. So I just want to take a minute to just look at that. I have a couple of scriptures for you, you know, and sometimes when you know you're doing all that you can do and you're trying to do the best you can and things just continue to happen anyway, it can just throw you off track if you let it. But I want to give you just a few words of encouragement this evening before we get off the line. And I'm coming, first of all, from the book of St. John, the 9th chapter, St. John, the 9th chapter, beginning at the first verse. I have a couple of scriptures for you, and I hope I can get through this. I might just turn around and preach this on Sunday. Hallelujah. We're going to jump right in. The first thing that the Lord wanted me to say is to stop complaining. Just stop complaining. And I know a lot of times it happens, especially when you know you're trying to do your best and you're giving your all, and then things just keep coming at you, just keep hitting you. You know, it tends to be like, okay, Lord, I'm trying to do the best I can. What's going on here? So we just really need to stop complaining. And I'm just going to be transparent here. You know, I've been complaining a lot about my job. You know, so anybody who talks to me within a 15-minute span, you're going to hear something about bad kids at school. And it just really wears and tears on me. But the Lord was just, you know, dealing with me even in that situation to just stop complaining. I'm grateful to have a job, grateful to be able to pour into the children. You know, sometimes it's how we look at a scenario. And so I just need to really continue to reflect and think on that thing. John, the 9th chapter says, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, talking to Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? With the Holy Ghost. Verse 3, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Now, if you don't get anything else, you ought to get to that. Who sinned? They asked, who sinned? This man or his parents? How many times when bad things happen to us, even like in the book of Job, or when situations and circumstances happen, sicknesses, diseases, ailments, mishaps, anything, you name it, disabilities, anything, and somebody is quick to say, well, what happened? What did you do? How did this happen to you? Or they talk about karma, reap what you sow, all of that. Well, some of that can apply and some of it doesn't have to, but I want you to know right here, right now, according to this scripture, good things happen. Bad things, happen to good people. He said nobody sinned, neither the man nor his parents. This happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. That is a powerful word, saints of God, that he was born blind, born with the situation, born with a circumstance, born with a handicap, born with a disease, grew up in a dilemma. So many things could have happened. We always talk about our childhood. Well, guess what? You didn't deserve it? No, you didn't. But the glory of God is going to come out of it. Hallelujah. The glory of God is going to come out of every negative situation that was not your fault. I hope you're hearing me tonight. The glory of God is going to come out of it. That is exciting to me. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to jump over into two other scriptures that I have for you tonight. My God, I'm going to jump over into James, the 1st chapter, where it says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now that's just a mouthful right there, but basically it's like it said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Well, what can try your faith? Your faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if something is coming to try your faith, saints of God, it's coming to attack your faith. It's coming to cause you not to want to believe. So it says if you just hang on, the trying of your faith worketh patience. It's not assuming that you're not going to have faith. It's assuming that you're going to be patient and wait on the Lord. That's what the scripture is saying, that when something comes to attack your faith or try your faith, you're not going to get a setback. You're going to say, well, Lord, I'm just going to wait on you. And it says, let patience have her perfect work. Because by the time patience finish with you, you're not going to be wanting for anything but more of God. Woo! I wish I was in church where I could get an amen. By the time certain things keep working on you, situations, circumstances, bills, husbands, wives, you just lift your hands and say, Lord, all I want is you. I want nothing else. Whatever you give me, I'm fine with it. Whatever you don't give me, I'm fine with it. You want for nothing. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. My God. I'm just too excited. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians. I'm trying to get through this because I know I want to make space if anybody wants to question or comment. But right before we go to that 2 Corinthians, let me just touch on this just real briefly. Hallelujah. I want to talk a little bit with the diverse temptations. A temptation is an enticement, an allurement, the desire to do something that you know you should avoid. Help us today, Holy Ghost. Another form of temptation is the feeling that accompanies being unfulfilled or unsatisfied. We have to learn, we have to try, we have to become satisfied with Jesus. And I know that it's difficult because our flesh and our spirit are in constant war, one against the other, amen? Our flesh can be lonely, our flesh can be bored, but that feeling that accompanies being unfulfilled or unsatisfied, take it to Jesus, people of God. I promise you, the Bible says the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. I promise you, if you get to working on the kingdom, you'll have very few days of boredom. Ask me how I know. Next thing is test. A test is a procedure for critical evaluation, a means of determining the presence, quality, or truth of something. That's the form of a test. A test is also a physical or chemical change by which a substance may be detected or its properties ascertained. So when we go through tests, we go through, sometimes you'll go through an endurance test. Your doctor might tell you, well, I want to take you through an endurance test, see what your breathing level is, see what your heart capacity is. So he'll send you through all of these different tests to see how what the strength is of your heart, things of that nature. And then sometimes, and this is where Jesus said, Satan, you have nothing in me. Sometimes, as they do in the lab, they drop certain chemicals into things to see the purity of it. My God, hallelujah. They drop certain things to see the whether how pure it is, the purity of it. I was watching the movie last night. Yes, American Gangster with Denzel Washington. One of my favorite old movies. And he was selling, yes, it was wrong, but when they tested it, he was selling some of the purest dope out there. He hadn't broken it down. He hadn't diluted it. So that's when you put certain chemicals on things, it can see how pure it is. My God. So some of your tests, I hope you're getting this in the spirit. Some of your tests, different things are being put on you to see how pure you are. Jesus said, say, you don't have nothing in me. I'm pure 100%. And some of us are being tested to see what we have that's still in us. Help me, Holy Ghost. A trial. A trial is a state of pain or anguish that tests your patience, your endurance, or your belief. A trial denotes distress or suffering that severely tests your character and your resilience, your ability to bounce back, your ability to say, for God I live, for God I die, your ability not to give in, not to quench. And that's what happens. The Lord was even showing me when we murmur and complain, it is watering down, taking away, diminishing from our endurance. Because when you murmur and complain, it just eventually make you just want to give up. Help us today, Holy Ghost. So we have to learn how to endure trials. And then tribulations. Tribulation is the opposite of joy. Because a tribulation is a great distress or a great catastrophe. It's not just a one moment, a one picture, a snapshot. When we look at those people who suffer in those tsunamis, and when the dams broke in New Orleans, we just get a snapshot of what's happening. That is a catastrophe. That goes on for years and years. I can remember I wanted to take the youth down. We wanted to collect things and gift packages and take a trip down to New Orleans and take stuff there. And somebody had told us at that time, my leadership had said we couldn't go, and they said we couldn't go because it was so much bacteria, all of that water, it killed everything from snakes, alligators, dogs, cats, and so you had all of this stuff, not to mention people, they were so busy just getting the bodies, but you had all of this bacteria and this residue after the water subsided, all of that was in the mud, all of that was in the air, the mold and the mildews of the houses. They said it was going to be years and years before it came back to normal, so we were advised not to go because somebody could get sick. That's a catastrophe. But he said, count it all joy in the book of James when you go through diverse, various types of temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Next thing I need you to know is 2 Corinthians, and I'm almost done. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. I don't care what nobody say, and these last, and I'm going to call them last in evil days because that's what they are. Do not stray away from the word of God. So many people have philosophies, books, words of wisdom, yada, yada, yada. They got this and that and the third. But the word of God is true. The word of God is better than my personal word. The word of God is going to stand and remain no matter what we say, do, think, or feel. The word of God is true. The Presbyterian Church just okayed same-sex marriages. Now, what people want to do in their bedroom is their business. But the Bible clearly lays out relationship statuses. We don't need Facebook or Twitter for that. The Bible declares what a relationship should look like when we talk about gender. So if you're going to stand for the Bible, stand for it. Don't twist it. Don't turn it. If we're going to stand for it, stand for it. Now, some people stand for it and they're wrong. Some people stand for it and they've sinned. That's separate and apart, but don't twist it. Don't twist it. It is what it is. If you see Pastor Kim, God forbid, in a bar, the word is still true. I'm going to leave that alone. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, this is Paul talking, I was given a thorn in my flesh. God knows us. My God, Paul wrote 13 books of the Bible. He said, to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh. Well, you can't nobody give you nothing but God or allow something to be given to you. A messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, this is Jesus telling him, my grace is sufficient. My power is made perfect in weakness. Paul concluded, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses. Sometimes my transparency gets me in trouble. I heard Clarkson Pearson say, you let people get close enough to see your faults and then they use them against you. But it's okay, because right here in the book of 2 Corinthians, it says, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That means when you see the power of God in my life, you know that it is not me, it's all him. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, all the people that's talking about you, hardships, the times that you're going through, persecutions, difficulties, for when I am weak, hallelujah, then I'm strong. Why do bad things happen to good people, saints of God? For three reasons. Number one, so that the glory of God might be revealed. Nothing that you did, nothing that your parents did, but that the glory of God might be revealed in your life. Number two, to try your faith. Many people say they love God, but their faith is going to be tried. And let your faith, the Bible says, let faith work in patience, and let patience have its perfect work. And number three, as God begins to bless you, don't get beside yourself. If you stay humble, you may not even have to have a thorn in the flesh. My God, I can't even touch that right now. We only got a few more minutes. But stay humble. Stay humble when God begins to bless you, okay? He says, therefore, I will boast all more gladly about my weaknesses. The Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. Paul was a good person for what our term, quote, unquote, good means. Here he is spreading the gospel, writing 13 books, and still something bad has happened to him. He's been stricken at God's command. God loved him so much, he didn't want him to get beside himself. He wanted him to stay humble and be able to receive and complete the work of God. So those are three things why it seems like sometimes bad things are happening to good people. But I promise you, it's not what it seems. Just hold on to God. Continue to bless him no matter what you go through. Recognize that it is for his glory and for his honor. If you have any questions or comments before we close, we just have a few minutes left. I love you with the love of the Lord. You can press 1 on your phone and chime in. I thank God for you. I'm trying to make my way to Philadelphia in April for a fellowship. We thank God for his goodness. And we're going to prayerfully have just a small women's fellowship. We're going to come and cry out to the glory of God. I mean, the old time, you can say what you want, but I love it. Crying out to God, bring the scars so we can lay them across you when you fall out. Praying, speaking in tongues, just crying out to the Most High God. Oh, yes, we are. I'm just looking for a venue. I have a confirmation, a tentative confirmation, so we're looking for that to happen. I see somebody wants to get through. Hold on. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm sorry. Sometimes my phone acts up. I was just trying to make sure. That was just, oh my goodness, that was a mouthful of what you gave us. All these scriptures, I'm like trying to hurry up and follow you. I lost the last scripture that you said, but I was listening, but I got all the rest of the scriptures and I was like trying to keep up and follow. But that was just so much that you gave. And when you were talking about that, like, you know, it was all for the glory of God. And it reminded me of this pastor that came and spoke when I was in college. And he had a testimony, and his message was, are you real gold or are you fool's gold? And fool's gold is, I guess, a term that they used back in the day when gold wasn't real. You would put it underneath fire, and when you put it underneath fire, it starts to melt. You could tell that it's not real gold. Well, his son, he was becoming – it's all your message, everything you said, like, all in one, because he became real boastful and really, like, not humble. As a pastor, I guess you can say, he, you know, got beside himself, you know. And when he got beside himself, his son was like 5 years old playing Little League football. And he always said to himself as a pastor, like, oh, shouting and praising God is for women. He never believed in, like, you know, praising God and shouting real hard. He never believed in that. He's like, you know, oh, no, I don't do that stuff. That's for women. And so when his son went out in the field for the first time to play football, on the first snap, his son got hit. And when his son got hit, he dislocated his spine. And he was about to, he rushed him to the hospital. And he had to, the doctor was saying, you know, take this wheelchair because your son's going to be paralyzed for the rest of his life. And he said, he was praying in the hospital. He said, all he heard God say, he was like, praise him, praise me, like you lost your mind, like, praise me. And he said he went crazy in that hospital praising God. And don't you know, he stood up after the testimony, everything. His son stood up walking, everything, no wheelchair, no nothing. And it's just to say that, I was like, oh, my gosh. And it's just to say, like, just to agree with what you were saying in reference to the word of God, saying, you know, it's not that God was trying to punish them, but sometimes, you know, you go through different endurance, you know, where your faith is, and, you know, God can just see, like, you know, how strong you are, what you could respond. He could have responded in a way like, oh, no, I don't praise, or no, I'm not doing this in the middle of a hospital, or he could have responded any way. But it just goes, and every time I think of, like, a trial or something I'm going through, I always ask myself, am I real goal or am I fool's goal, you know? And so, I lean on that, and I lean on the word of God, you know, to try to push me through. But it seems like every time I make it up in my mind, like, you know what? God's going to get me through this. I know God loves me. Every time I'm going through something and I make up my mind, it's like a snap of a switch. Some door open somewhere that I never thought could open.
And I'm like, oh, my God. I know that to be true. I know that to be true. Yes. Like we're saying, your faith. Let your faith work for you. Just be patient, but let your faith work.
Right. And
then amen.
And then to the second part, what you were saying about being humble. Hello?
Yeah, you were fading away just a little bit. Hello?
Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, and I said, just to add to the second part when you were talking about being humble, sometimes, you know, you may not need a thorn in you if you continue to be humble and not, you know, judge people. I'm only 29 years old. I'm not on my way to be 29. I'm not even 29 yet. I'll be 29 in July. And I haven't experienced a lot of life. But the little bit that I'm just it's beginning to experience, I'm like, there go I, it's not but the grace
of God. Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite saying. I remember you saying that in church. You used to always say that, and I never understood it. Like, when you said it, I was like, yeah, like, you know, it sounds nice, but, you know, I didn't go through enough to really understand what you said, you know, when you said it. But then I was like, you know, this experience is just a little bit more. I was like, whoo, there go I, it's not but the God, like, you don't know how close you are to doing something or not doing something or whatever the case may be. You know, you don't. It's what the grace of God is not do. I was like, wow. Like, I just say it was just really good word with everything you just said, and I was really blessed by everything, even the prayer, just praising God. I was over there speaking in tongues right with you. I was that's my song. Everything.
Yes,
I was
you know that is my song.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely.
I was
that
blessed
is my
by the
song.
Whole message. I was blessed
well,
by the entire
glad.
Message.
I always thank God for you listening in. I appreciate it.
Thank God for
God
you
is
too.
So good. I think he's good. He's just good. So we've got like 2 minutes left. And again, thank God for you. Anybody else want to chime in? Sometimes we'll go about 5 or 10 minutes after the time is up. But I just thank God for you. Continue to pray for Vision of Hope down here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we've got some good things going on if you're in the Charlotte area. We've got Youth Sunday coming up on the 29th of March, and we're going to showcase our youth. They're running the whole service except for the preaching. I believe I'm going to try to get Andreas to come and preach for us, one of the young men down here in North Carolina. So we thank God for his goodness. God loves you, and so do I. Stay blessed. Email me at LadyParson5
thebiblecast@gmail.com if you want to get a word every day, the Bible every day, or you can look it up on Facebook. I put it out on Facebook every morning at about 7 a.m. God bless you.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. Sing it again.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to
give you all the glory.
We give you.